guests. This is an concludes the day for us. I'm all day on my own, but there are various devotees who perform various supportive services, cooking, for instance. Or Gokrishna is there, and he. I don't communicate with the outside world, but of course, with a few things in the few things in the evening need to be done. Then there are devotees who stay and take care of gardening and tulsi and of washing and so on. And I always feel it is not good to only take service, accept service, but one should also have, I agree on this point with Amarananda, have personal relationships to the devotees. So therefore there is this evening program where everyone comes in. Today we have become enriched by Tara, Kostulva, Janeshwara, and the two of you there. So you are most welcome. I want to share something, a philosophical point, and then go into an area that might be might awaken your curiosity. When I was a child, I was very curious, very adventurous, and my parents thought he must learn some culture, so I got a theater pass where I could go to all theater performances in Hamburg. And there was one theater called the Thalia Theater, which has become famous for Gustav Gründgens. He is a famous German actor who excelled in playing the role of Mephistopheles in Faust. Mephistopheles in English word is, it's a name of the devil. No? And because he played it so well and so often, towards the end of his life, Gustav Gründgens went to the background, and he was always Mephistopheles, because he had engaged without his knowledge into a mental cultivation that brought him, we as Vaishnavas think, to not the best identity. The 11th canto of the Bhagavatam gives us another example. It gives us the example of a worm who has been captured by a cockroach and was so much involved in the thought of the cockroach that he turned even in this life physically into a cockroach. You are where your mind is. This is the point. What you engage with in your mind, that's what you become. And if you practice, like perhaps 95% of the devotees who practice institutionalized religion, mindless Krishna, they are mindless, they are in the external things, you will not attain your heart's desire. Here is a point where I speak with Amarananda. It is good to have friends amongst us, but we must also aim at developing our relationship with Krishna. That is, we are not just having a good time as friends in society, but we are meant to fill our thoughts with thoughts of Krishna, so that we during this life begin to transform and change and come to our constitutional position. So this school of thinking of Krishna has reached its perfection in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, where The day is divided into 8 sections actually, and during these sections the devotee thinks of Krishna. And since thinking of Krishna is not so easy for us, therefore the devotees start with thinking about Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We have now the period between 6 and 84, the Shayana, and here a Shayana Leela takes place. Yesterday in a lecture we went a little bit elaborate into what Lord Chaitanya does at this time. For now, because we want to talk about Krishna today, it is like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes from a day of roaming, sankirtan and everything in Braj, home to Mother Sachi, and there Gadadhar is also there, and he is engaged in offering an arati to the household deities of Mother Sachi. Sometimes Lord Gora also does this arati to the household deities of Mother Sachi. Which are the deities whom Mother Sachi worshipped? Any recollection at this moment? I don't acoustically hear you. Narayan, someone says. Others? Krishna Balaram. Sometimes when Mahaprabhu was still a child, he would come, or let us say that in this Leela here on this earth, Lord Chaitanya meets Nityananda when Nityananda is already 38 years old. It's quite late, but there is a in the spiritual world, they play also together as yes. So on this planet, listen to this. Once Chaitanya and Nityananda came to the home of Mother Sachi, and Nityananda started to quarrel with the deities. It's not your time. You are out of sync. It's the time for us now. And there were Krishna Balaram on the altar. And they responded. They jumped from the altar and they quarreled with Gauranga and Nityananda. Mother Sachi heard and saw this. That this lively discussion was going on. But the deities in the home of Mother Sachi are Krishna and Balaram. Lord Chaitanya also worshipped one Vishnu form, our Janeshwara will know, Adokshaya Vishnu. No? There is when you give 110 rupees, the Gaudiya Math Sannyasi will show you. It's affordable. So this is going on, and then Gauranga Mahaprabhu, all of a sudden, feels a call in his heart. He rises because he thinks of the Vrindavan pastimes, particularly the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he leaves the house of Mother Sachi to go where? Who knows? I think you know if you recollect. Where does Mahaprabhu go every evening? It's easy, yes, Shriva Sangam, where they engage in chanting the holy names. Sometimes in the ecstasy of chanting, it's absorbed chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes on the role of Krishna. He is Krishna, but he stands for a long amount of time like this. And sometimes in the ecstasy of love of Godhead, he loses the contact with the earth. He will float in the earth. Devotees carry him. This is a friendly gesture to which we and the friendly Baba can relate. No? There are other deshmelos. And it's authorized. And so on. So yes, this is going on. So, and in this way, you can see that the Lord gets into his Braj Leela. No, so now we will hear a little bit of the Braj Leela. Are you ready?
Yes.
It is different than outreach preaching. I hope it is all right for you. I'm joking. As the sun sets in Braj, it becomes evident that its effulgence is merely a reflection of the brilliance of Krishna. We hear when Krishna returns in the evening to Braj, all the Brajvasis stand at the gate of Vrindavan town, and they look in one direction. It is the western direction from where, here I'm not so sure if it's the western or the eastern direction. I'm not sure. I will not throw a dart on that. But they look, and what they see is a commotion in the distance. A huge cloud of dust is raised. This indicates Krishna's return, because the cows have strike Mother Earth with her with their hooves. Thank you. And it becomes very, and a cloud rises. So these are heavy wounds on Mother Earth with 900,000 cows. That's the herd of Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj's herd come. But because Krishna goes with his soft lotus feet, he heals the wounds of Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is actually appreciating that the hooves of the cows have risen dust, because now she thinks, now I can embrace Krishna. Previously I could be in contact with his feet only, but now I come up and I come down and embrace Krishna. So the first vision of the Brajvasis is a huge dust cloud. Rupa Goswami describes this cloud. He says, Krishna is covered by three things: the darkness of the night when he does his Madhurya Leela. No one can see that. Can you see Radha Krishna? No. So very dark. He is raised, he is covered by a dust cloud of the cows, and he is covered by the, now comes a heavy shocking word, irrelevant discussions of the Vedas about the absolute truth. As far as the Braj Bhaktas are concerned, there is only one Lord, and he is a cowherd boy. But there is so much discussion about the truth being one with everything and different, and for Braj Bhaktas it is irrelevant. So he's covered in three ways. So Krishna, no one can see Krishna. The first thing which makes, gives them the assurance that this is not just a dust cloud, perhaps risen by a wind, is the content mooing of the cows, who signal to their calves, which are in Raj, mother is coming. Then the next thing the bridge busies see, first they see the cloud, then they hear the sound, they see the dancing cowherd boys. They dance and they're jubilant and they may throw their, again, something for you, bandana, no, in the air. Krishna sometimes wears a red and golden bandana. Bandana is a head thing. Yes. And then one Sakhi says to Radha, see very clearly. Nanda Maharaj says to Yashoda, see very clearly. The little toddlers who cannot yet speak point. Because Krishna is then becoming visible. But how does he look? He is surrounded by a bluish effulgence. Here we have heard he's the effulgence of the sun, which is effect. There's Surya Narayan in the sun. So he is the source of all the light which you see. God is the source of the light. But here you see a bluish light, not a yellowish light. And then they hear the flute song of Krishna, which is very, very, very attractive. It is described, there are some gopis who stay in the house because their bodily limbs are stunned. When they hear the sound of the flute, their whole everything, I mean their legs were stunned, but now they are totally stunned. They look like statues, they cannot move. But usually, this is one response to Krishna's flute, usually unmovable things start to move, like Giriraj melts when it comes down as a river. Neshwar, I feel so much happiness to see you, I don't know why. I have to be focused here on the text. So the sunset appears to turn the western sky red, but this is only an apparent thing. It's the goddess of the western direction who is so excited in love for Krishna that she blushes and becomes red. So it's not a meteorological phenomena. It is actually a bhavik thing. At that time, Mukunda enters Nanda's house and merges into the ocean of the sweetness of the parental affection. What this means is, there's so much love in Nanda and Yashoda that Nanda takes Krishna on his lap and begins. First he is tearful from ecstasy, but then he smells the head of Krishna. I think it comes from the word. Parental affection is Vatsalya Bhava, and Vatsa means calf. So this is like the Bhava, a cow feels towards the calf. And it is so, because that's very affectionate, more affectionate than even perhaps human baths, I do not know. And just like cows will sniff. So in this parental mood, which is so much of that cow-calf world, you know. That is my my one grain, one cent worth of speculation. But this is. Have some of you children? Do you feel? I think you may also, in an overwhelming mood of love, smell the head of the daughter. It happens. It is done. It is done. So it is. We share this in common. It is a very close thing. We who have no children, we have not heard of such a thing. But it is done. Apparently, the father knows. So Krishna totally sinks into this ocean. This means Yashoda can almost not speak. Yashoda embraces her sons. He also includes Balaram in this, as streams of tears flow from her lotus eyes, streams of tears. Krishna asked her why, if she loves him so much, is she crying instead of paying attention to him as he sits before her? She says, Mother, I'm back, and now you cry so much that you can't see me. This is not logical. Stop crying for now and see me. So, but Yashoda just ignores his curiosity and just holds him on her lap, and with the water of her tears and the corner of her sari, she cleanses the cow dust, which is all over Krishna's face. I can't imagine, it is so much water. So she takes her sari and just removes any cow dust which is on the face of Krishna. This is an ocean of love, no? It is very watery. And then she takes Krishna. Krishna's very little and very active and so on, and she just takes him like this between the legs so that she cannot run away, and takes down his dhoti to put a bathing gamsha around him, because he comes from the cowherd field. He needs to first bathe before he eats. No? When she does this and Krishna is exposed for a moment, there is no pitambara, there's no dress, he's just in his mother, she sees marks on Krishna's body. Who has an idea how these marks could look? Yes.
Perhaps the gopis had some marks on
him. Yeah. His fingernails, which look like half moons. That is in a very intense form of loving meeting, you know. And other marks, we will not talk in detail because we feel this is for later in our spiritual lives. But Mother Yashoda, who does not know of the Gopi Leela, Krishna's Gopi Leela, thinks it's the boys, and she says, these boys are so rough. They deal so roughly. Can't they just gently deal with my lal? See, it's so soft skin. And even a little touch, boom, is immediately visible. These boys are coming from uncultured families. And she's very, very worried, as a mother is, you know. And she asked, like all mothers will, and why did you come so late and not sooner? Now Madhu Mangal, he is the only boy who sleeps with Krishna in the same room. They are very, very good friends. They sleep in the same room. And He has heard earlier how Mother Yashoda complained about the roughness of the boys, so he wants to appear very sensitive and cultured and so on. And he agrees with Mother Yashoda, yes, the others are a little rough. And he talks, because he's also a Brahmana, like a sensible, sober and responsible boy amongst Krishna's rowdy friends. Of course he knows that Mother Yashoda is mistaken, these marks are something else than she thinks, but in order to protect Krishna's integrity, you know, of the Vatsalya Bhava, he says, yes, these, and then he uses a Sanskrit word, these, something ba, ba, something, it starts with B, they are a little rough, and what he means is the gopis are a little rough, but what Mother Yashoda hears, the boys are a little rough. And Krishna is so pleased with Madhu Mangal's use of very delicate, sensitive Sanskrit terms that he smiles in deep admiration on Madhu Mangal. Then we will end most properly here. Yashoda engages the household servants in bathing Ram and Krishna. They are always come in a packet. They are always sold together, Balaram and Krishna. There's many beautiful, also some servant girls are there, some gopis are there who bathe Krishna. Because see, Mother Yashoda only knows they played in the same dust. She doesn't know about Madhurya Rasa. It's not in her conception. So then she doesn't also notice that now they are a little grown up and so on. They are one family. And Tulsi Manjari, who is a servant of Radha, who has brought the sweets which Radha cooked for the evening, gets a chance to massage oil on Krishna's body. But then Krishna says, "Awa!" As if the girl would has pinched her. But it's everyone looks, and Krishna laughs, and everyone also laughs because he's very playful. He's a little playful Lord. The Brihad Bhagavatamrita describes how Gop Kumar has just entered the spiritual world when Krishna returned. You know, we heard about this time where Krishna returns is very important for Gaudiya Vaishnavas because they feel Krishna returns to them at this time. It's the prime time for meditation. And Gop Kumar has also come during that time. You have heard about this many times, this first encounter when Krishna comes home. And he is there now in his spiritual identity. What is his name in that identity, please? Sarup. So he looks on during this as a number of young gopis bathe, dress, and then finally ornament Krishna. And Yashoda goes out because Krishna also now doesn't want to be seen so much by his mother when he's not so well dressed. He's a little particular about this. So she cooks and Krishna is there. Now when the gopis try, they dress him, and while they do this, they try to steal something from Krishna. Any idea what they could steal from Krishna? He is, what does he have? He's taking a bath, he's in the gamsha. What does he have? Flute. He never lets go of his flute in Vrindavan. It's always nearby. It's the absolute companion of Krishna. There are three types of flutes. Two of them are male and one is a guy. You would say in America, he's male. So the gopis are always getting on the case of that male vansi flute, because how can he take what is meant for them? The nectar of Krishna slips, and therefore they want to steal. They might throw it in the Jamuna. Yes, they are very astute. Krishna knows it, and he keeps a close watch on the flute, and when they try to steal it, he tosses it in the hands of Sarupa and gives him his first service to guard the flute. Good. So this is where we put our discussion on Krishna's homecoming to rest. I hope it has satisfied your thirst for Krishna. After all, you are here in the sacred land of Braj to come closer to Krishna. I have read from a book called The Circle of Friends. which has a lot of philosophy, but also the author, a god brother of mine, has skimmed the Vedic text, skimmed it like you take the cream from the boiling milk, and has after skimming the Vedic text, he has compiled from various sources particular pastimes of Krishna on this. I thank you very much for attending this. I wish that during your stay in Vrindavan becomes a boat that drives you across the ocean of your hopes to the other side, where your hopes are all fulfilled, your spiritual aspiration. And the Vrindavan is such a sturdy boat, capable boat, because it should not be so difficult. Why not? There is a blessing over this land, a blessing of Krishna, for which Srimati Radharani has asked him. Radha said, please make that anyone who comes here searching for you will find you. You only must keep on searching for Krishna and not Coca-Cola. When the stomach is bad, maybe, but you must. What I want to express, keep your attention on spiritual things, no? Yeah. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. I want to close the circle. The reason why we have heard about this is, if we please go back to the beginning of our thoughts, that which you think about, that which you occupied your mind with, will influence you both negatively as well as super positively. Super positively. So it is, we are hearing about Krishna in an attempt that our mind has something absolutely spiritual to grasp. When Krishna sees that we do this and we attempt to bring our mind away from the 1,000 other pressing things, he will smile and he will think, oh, my devotees are trying to meditate about me, but they can't even meditate about my glorious effulgence, Brahman Jyoti. They're restless. They come. But since they're trying to explore me, let me give them my unconditional mercy so that they will get some idea. And then these words from the acharyas, which we hear, will blossom forth into some good realization. One, if Krishna wants, if he is merciful. And we might even dream about how Krishna came from the meadows, at the forest of Vrindavan, how he returned. And then we will feel maybe inclined, let me develop some affection for Krishna. Now my affection is spread all over the... Now let me bring it back, Samharana, bring it to Krishna. And then we can really be friends to others. Hare Krishna. Good, I will end here.